Dear friends, family of light, welcome. Welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. Here you will find answers to many questions about spirituality, spiritual practices, meditations, healing, energy healing modalities, from Tibetan Reiki to the Usui Reiki philosophy, sacred words, sacred expressions, always with joy, love, and a bit of fun, even if these are very profound subjects. Let's start and enjoy being together. Welcome, this is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. My dear friends, welcome, this is Sonia. We continue to explore the use of the violet flame in our daily life. What is the violet flame and how we can use it to increase our well-being and to live a life that is more peaceful, more joyful, and also taking care of our spiritual path. At the same time, we are living our lives in a better way. We are still here. We are on the third dimension on this beautiful earth. And even if our time is painful, it is a joy to be here and to enjoy life at the fullest. So you will ask, what is the violet flame or the violet flame of transmutation? The violet flame is a powerful tool that was given by the Ascended Master Saint Germain to humanity. It is the same flame that is used in very higher realms of light to increase the vibration, to increase the well-being. I decided to do a violet flame workshop some time ago because there is a lot of information about this, but there is nothing put all together on the same place for people that have no idea what is the violet flame, and for people that also are using the violet flame regularly, or they do not know how to use the violet flame for healing, being a Reiki practitioner or a practitioner of other modality or other techniques. Sometimes we get kind of discouraged to use the violet flame because we do not know exactly how to or if it is correct to be used. So the idea of creating this manual and this workshop is to facilitate people to have everything in one place, in one small manual, things that are practical, useful, and everybody can use. I created this workshop first for people like you, like me, that need to be using something practical. And it is not an easy task to put all together these things in a small manual, in a small, very compact little manual. It is exciting to have this workshop coming to life, and even if right now is going to be only a workshop in person, I'm working really hard on doing this workshop online so I can bring to you, to other locations, not only in the US but in other places around the world, this magical tool. So like I said, the violet flame is a powerful tool that can help you transform your life. You may use this violet flame or this flame, this powerful flame that is not a burning flame on the sense we know about fire, but is a flame that burns negativity, that burns things that are not useful to us any longer in our path of ascension and redemption. The violet flame brings forward more positive and more fulfilling inside and a more fulfilling life. It is always magic, really. It is always magic to use this tool. And I am sure that you will understand that when you combine the violet flame with the I am presence, it creates a powerful change within us. It is us changing into this powerful vibration, into this powerful being of light, and we are, you are. So why not use it? Sometimes it's difficult to put into words things that we need to experience. It is easy for me to keep on talking for hours and hours, but you need to experience the power of the violet flame. When I started to work with the violet flame, was at the same time I started to work with the energy of Lady Master Kuan Yin, this bodhisattva of compassion, of love, of understanding, is the one that brought forward for me the violet flame. She was the keeper of the violet flame many years ago, and through her love and compassion, she helped countless people transmute negative energy, past traumas, and things that were very painful. She helped transmute these into love, joy, well-being. When she was put in charge of the karmic board, this duty, let's call it duty, this duty was given to Saint Germain. Saint Germain is also an ascended master. His love is felt every time you start working and you start using the violet flame. You can feel the energy of his love. As he took upon himself the role of the keeper of the violet flame, it was decided to bring this powerful and loving tool to humanity, to help increase the power and the consciousness of humanity, so we may understand that we are one working together toward a better future, toward a better understanding and fulfilling of this creation. I mean, we have been created to be the love and similitude of our Creator, to be kind and loving to each other. So this flame, this tool, was given to humanity so we may understand that we are one and we're supposed to be loving each other, helping each other. I was guided to bring forward small classes, small workshops for people that are not willing to take a long time to do this work. And I understand we are all living a very busy life, a very complex and difficult life. Times are very difficult on Earth. Big changes, big changes have started to develop. And if we have to ascend all together, it is my understanding that we need to help each other. We need to do this together. And so why not bring forward to you the violet flame? The violet flame has to get into our life. We need to use it so we can change, we can transmute the negativity within us, around us, in our places of work, in our places of enjoyment, everywhere. As we change and as we evolve and transmute into a being of love and compassion, everyone else around us will change. And my dear friend, I think you know that you and I, we really need to change. We really need to bring forward this change of love and compassion, to bring forward joy. We are all going through very difficult times, and it is time to bring forward something that is simple but powerful to help each other. So in these times of great, great changes and uncertainties, we all need the power of the violet flame. It is time to put in action the tools and the means we have to change. It is time to experience the power of little tools that you may think they're not that big of a deal, they're not requiring that big of a commitment or practice, but these are ancient, powerful tools that you need to experience in order to achieve the change, to achieve the joy, and in order to transmute in a permanently way negativity. It is time to live a life of joy, of understanding, of abundance. The universe is abundant and everything is there for us to be used. So my friend, it is time that you develop an awareness for the experience of whatever tool you need to grow, to enter this new era of ascension, this new era of transformation. We are all being transformed and we are all ascending into a new era. Even if at the time, maybe you think, oh, with all that is going on, there is no way. Yes, there is a way. And one of the ways it is to use the violet flame. These are little tools, but that they're not little because they do not require years and years of learning or practicing or studying. These just require a little bit of commitment from our part so we may have a life of love and enjoyment. Using this tool, brought forward from masters of light, from masters of energies beyond our comprehension, beyond our earth. These are teachers for everyone, not only for me, not only for a selected few. These are teachers here wanting and being trying to help, and they're joyful. They really want to help everyone. But it is a very individual commitment. It is upon you. It is your choice. You have the power to say yes or no. So it is upon you, and it is your decision to say yes. I want a life of abundance, joy, well-being, and whatever you desire. So it is upon you. My dear friend, I hope you enjoy to listen to this. I hope this helps you. And if you have any questions, as usual, please do not hesitate to get in touch with me, and I'll be more than happy to answer and get back to you. Until next time, this is Sonia. Be well, be joyful. Bye. I hope you have enjoyed the show. If you have suggestions, questions, or like to propose topics to be discussed, please contact me through my webpage, energyhealingarts.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe.